My breasts really hurt. And I'm putting on weight and I'm eating an awful lot. And I'm waiting and waiting for my period to come when it occurs to me, oh my God, maybe it's not coming. And this is somehow, in some weird way, good news, because the media is all about how people in this certain mid-30s thing, it's all over down there, and everything's dead, and you know, you're just gonna be an ant. And this coincided with some very, like, the discovery of one gray pubic hair. I was like, oh man, I'm never gonna be a mother. And so I go like, wow, maybe I'm pregnant. And then I think, yeah, but the only possible father is my boyfriend, and that's not good. Because actually right now he's my ex-boyfriend, and I'm so sure that this is over, that I've even, you know, done one of those go away to another state for the week to really solidify it. But now I need to think this over more. And while I was away for this week, you know, he's called 23 times and I can see it, but you know, I'm solid in this and I also didn't want to get any roaming charges. So I never answer his calls. But now I'm thinking, well, we do have something to discuss. So I listen to the messages and they're all, he's falling on his sword, I love you so much, oh my God, you have to take me back, I've changed. And he mentions that he's made this tape that explains absolutely everything and he's had a breakthrough and he's over the hump, and I'm thinking like, good, well maybe okay. And I don't tell him the news, but I agree to let him pick me up at the airport. And he picks me up and he's sweet and he's romantic and he has flowers for me. I'm like, all right, this is okay. And we go to pick up a movie and we go to the supermarket to get some snacks and things. And while he's checking out salsas, I get a pregnancy test. And I just put it in the cart. I don't say anything. But this kind of is a bad idea because he does this joke with me all the time. We'll be at the supermarket and I'll be doing something and then he puts all these bizarre things in the cart. So then while I'm at the checkout thing, like a giant jar of pig's feet will go by and like a big thing of preparation H, you know, and we take it. We don't buy it. So when the pregnancy test goes down that little thing, he's like, oh, burn! And I said, no, it's not actually a burn. He said, really? And I said, yeah. And he says, aw. And he hugs me. And it's really sweet, because I don't know how he's going to take it. You know, I think he might be like, what? Or, you know, angry, or just real. I would see on his face, and he was like, oh, no. But he's sweet, and he's supportive. And I said, okay, great. So we go back to his house, and he says, well, I want you to listen to the tape, and I'm going to put these headphones on. And I am so psyched for this tape, because the tape is going to, you know, solve everything. And I lay down on the floor, which is actually also his bed, because he's an artist, and he used to have a bed, but he needed to make something, he needed to the space for materials. So there's no more bed, we just lay on the floor. And which is fine with me, although I do kind of think, where's the crib gonna go in here? So he puts I put the headphones on and I lay there, and it starts off bad. It sounds like I hear Tom Waits in the background playing, and I can just hear it's all whiskied up, and he's like, you know, baby, because the thing is, I love you so much, and and he says, you know, it was just a kick in the nuts. It was just a kick in the nuts that time that you said hi to that guy at that bar that you slept with, and then you denied it, and And the thing is, I listen to the kick in the balls, like you just jet-kicked me, oh. And I take the headphones off and I say, am I gonna be able to fast forward through this crap that I've heard like for 2 years straight about the guy that I said hello to, that I slept with way before I even met you? Come on, get over it. And he says, well, no. And I said, all right, you know what? I'm taking out the test. I'm gonna pee on the little thing now and then you can take me home and we'll talk about it tomorrow, okay? And he says, no, please. Jenny, I want to go up to Maine, to my sister's house in Maine tomorrow, because I want it to be someplace beautiful if we find this out. I want you to pee on the thing in Maine where it's... And I said, okay, I'll go on the Maine trip. You know, I have reservations. So the next day we set off on the trip, and everything seems kind of okay, and then around 6 hours, it's an 8-hour drive up there, and around the fifth or sixth hour, now we're somewhere in Massachusetts or Rhode Island or something, his phone rings, and I hear his mother on the other side, like, where are you? And he said, I'm in New Jersey, why? And she said, I heard that you're going up to your sister's place, and you're going with Jennifer, and your sister's not gonna be there, and I don't approve. What would Jennifer's mother think? It's wrong, there's no chaperone, I don't want you doing it. And he says, Ma, I'm in my apartment in New Jersey, what are you talking about? And she says, well, I hope that's true. And he said, yeah, it's totally true, Ma. And he hangs up the phone, and I'm a little alarmed because he lied and he's almost 40 years old, but also the ease with which he lied is worries me. Like, man, he didn't miss me. I'm in my apartment in Jersey, Ma. No, he could. Okay. Then it occurs to him, oh my God, my sister is over there. My sister May, what if my mother tells my sister I'm not going and the neighbor was hiding the key for the cabin and she takes it away? Oh God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? He said, I guess I better tell my mother the truth. And I say, yes, I think that would be great. And this is again progress, beautiful. And he says, okay, yeah, I'm just gonna tell my mother. You're right, it's about time I tell her, you know, what's up. And I say, good. And then he pulls over to a convenience store and says, okay, you go in there and like shop around for like 5 minutes and then come back out. And I said, no, why? And he says, because I'm going to call my mom now and tell her, come clean about things. And I said, well, why can't we keep driving? And you know, I can't be in the car. And he's like, that's right. It's between me and my mom, and I don't want you in the car. So go make yourself busy. And I said, I don't think so. Are you crazy? You can't talk to your mother in front of me? No, I'm not getting out of the car. And he said, well, I guess we're going back to New Jersey now. And I said, okay, I'm not getting back in the car, period. Okay, I'm not getting out of the car, period. I guess we will go back to New Jersey. And he calls my bluff man, and he turns the car around, and we go for 1.5 hour in the wrong way. But now I'm really sweating this, and I really need to go to Maine. I really need to relax. I can't even believe he's going to pull this bullshit when with our maybe baby here with us. And so I say, oh, pull over. I need to go in this convenience store for 10 minutes. I don't know what you're going to do while I'm in there, but when I come back, I hope everything's going to be wrapped up and we can put this road back on the road, okay? And he says, very well. And I go back in. I'm spying on him from the potato chip aisle. He seems to be having a calm. But who knows? He may have told, I'm really going by myself, Jennifer. I don't know what he lied or anything. Like, okay, fine. We get back in the car. And we get to Maine 2.5 hours later, and it is absolutely beautiful. It's a little cabin, the moon is out, it's on a bay, and I'm like, this is a beautiful, romantic, sweet space, I love it. And then he opens up the door, and the lights go on. Inside the house, there are shelves upon shelves upon shelves of tidily organized little figurines and creatures, and little frogs that play violin, and little dogs with aprons on that are frying pancakes, and Jesus, Joseph, and Mary, and the Jesus marching band, and Mary on the half shell. Poodles made out of shells. I mean, just no place to rest your eyes. It's absolutely the most hideous, horrible, cluttered, awful place I've ever seen in my life. And then flash to the mother's house. It's like this, too. She just has a different kind of ugly stuff. And then flash on his apartment. His apartment's really horribly cluttered, and I like his stuff a little bit more, but it's awful, too. And this is my baby's legacy. Oh, my God. Do we have any wine? Now, I really shouldn't be drinking wine, I guess. If I'm pregnant, that wouldn't be good. But, you know, I don't know yet, and I really need a break. And I have a little bit of wine, and I loosen up, and I kind of pick a fight a little bit, I guess. And I say, you know, I really can't believe that you know, that thing with your mother. I mean, it really upsets me how easily you lie. You didn't lie to me that easily. And he said, you know, Jennifer, it's not your business, okay? You know, not everything is about you. Well, this sets me up. I'm like, oh, really? It's not about me? Want to find out who else it's about? Do you want to find that out? And I rush into my bag, and I start to rip out the thing. I'm like, I'm peeing on it now! And I run. He comes after me, and he puts his arms around me in the back, and he says, stop. It's beautiful here. This needs to be beautiful, and it's getting ugly. Hold your water. I love you. Please, let's just go outside, and you'll pee on the thing in the morning. And I go outside, and the moon is full, and it is beautiful, and he's strong behind me, and he's crazy as hell, but that's all, you're addicted to the drama and stuff. And he holds me, and all the clutter's behind me, so I can't see any of it. And so I relax. And that night, I go home, I go into our little room there, and we lay down, and I kind of ask the universe and my body and everything, please, can I get a rain check on this baby? Because it's not a really good time right now. And I don't know, our prayers like that answered. In the morning, I didn't have to pee on anything. End of story, period.